This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Measles outbreaks around the country earlier this year focused public attention on the risks of non-vaccination. In many places, anti-vaccine sentiment based on religious beliefs or fears about vaccine safety has been on the rise, and that has many public health researchers concerned. But my next guest says that anti-vaccine attitudes aren't the whole story, at least here in Massachusetts. In fact, non-medical exemptions, often called religious exemptions, account for a third or less of all Massachusetts students who are not fully vaccinated. So what else is going on? Nathaniel Fuchs is a Fulbright Scholar in the Masters of Public Health program at Brown University, and he recently wrote about the vaccination gap for Commonwealth Magazine. Nathaniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We should start off by saying that according to the National Center for Health Statistics, Massachusetts in 2016 actually ranked number one for fully vaccinated children, at least in the kind of toddler years. So it's not that Massachusetts is doing a bad job of getting kids vaccinated, right?
That's correct. And actually, for the measles vaccination, Massachusetts is doing really well, as 96.9% of kindergartners vaccinated.
But the flip side of that means that 3.1% of kindergartners are not fully vaccinated, and only about 1% have a non-medical exemption. And that number seems to increase with age. It's actually a bigger gap at seventh grade than it is at kindergarten, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the gaps for the statewide average is 6.9% of the whole population.
Wow. So how do we actually know this? I mean, I've seen data before tracking the number of non-medical exemptions, the number of people who have this government permission to not get vaccinated. But how do we know how many more kids there are who are not fully vaccinated but don't have one of those exemptions?
The Massachusetts Department of Health actually publishes data on this. So it's pretty clear where people fall. You can see the level of unimmunized children, or who are people who don't have any immunizations at all. And you can see the people who have exemptions and people who are in the gap as well.
Is this a common phenomenon across the country, or do we even know, or is this just a Massachusetts thing?
I think in every state there's a certain level of people who are in this, what the Massachusetts state actually calls the gap. I've done research in Vermont as well, and we saw the same problem there.
So, Nathaniel Fuchs, when you look at this gap between the number of kids who have non-medical exemptions and the number of kids who are actually vaccinated, what's driving that gap? Why are a few percent of Massachusetts students not exempt but also not fully vaccinated?
So there's a lot of things going on there. Some of it is anti-vaccination, but those people, as we've talked about, go to the exemption. The people in the gap are there largely for logistical reasons. There's also vaccine hesitancy, people who aren't quite sure. But most of those things can be taken care of with some fairly simple measures.
So what would some of those measures be? I mean, when you talk about just logistics, what logistics are we talking about?
So getting your kid to the doctor, even. You have to take a half day off work. If you have two or three kids, then it's a lot of effort and coordination to actually get your kid to the doctor, to be healthy, to get the vaccination. If we, for example, we mentioned in the article that if you provided vaccinations in schools, as is done around the world in many places, and also in the U.S. in certain situations, that'll make it much easier for people to get the vaccine and should deal with a lot of this gap.
When I first read your article, as a parent of school-age children, my first reaction was, how can there be kindergartners and, for that matter, seventh graders who are still in school and not fully vaccinated, right? We all have to sign those forms and hand in vaccination documents to the school to say, yep, my kid is ready to start school. He or she has had all of the required vaccinations. What happens in that gap where children are still in school and not fully vaccinated?
So that's a great question. And actually, in Massachusetts, it's up to the school district to decide how they enforce vaccination regulation when it comes to the exemption process. So there's actually a new bit of legislation coming out, the Community Immunity Act, that hopes to kind of deal with some of the ambiguity around there. But the gap is negotiation. It could be parents who are saying, oh, we want the vaccine. We don't want to sign the exemption. We just haven't gotten to it yet. Can we get some more time?
I mean, this idea that actually enforcing the vaccination rule could actually push people to sign an exemption, to ask for an exemption, and end up reducing vaccination rates because it's just easier than actually getting your kid to the doctor to get vaccinated.
Yeah, it's this really interesting system where it's actually, having done a lot of research with school nurses, I know it's actually very difficult to enforce this legislation. Because as you say, if you really push hard and tell them, oh, you have to get the vaccine today because that's when the electronic health record wants it, then they might just say, well, I'm signing the exemption. In fact, I had a friend at the State House who said that, you know, I'm pro-vaccination, but my mom signed a religious exemption when I was a kid because I had to go to camp and I hadn't got the vaccine yet. And it was just too much effort to do that day.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, Nathaniel Fuchs, I mean, that's one tricky situation with a law that does require children to be vaccinated before going to school. But as you've said, this is a phenomenon that the state of Massachusetts is aware of. Is anything being done to address that gap, to address what are the known sticking points with the current rule or other, you know, the other logistical and access issues that come into play here?
I think a lot has been done in Massachusetts to address low vaccination rates. I don't mention specific interventions in the article, but actually we have a very high vaccination rate for most vaccinations. I think that this new legislation, the one I just mentioned from Senator Rausch, the Community Immunity Act, is kind of moving in the right direction, looking to standardize the process and make sure that the legislation is actually enforced how it's intended.
Given that, as we said at the outset, Massachusetts already ranks number one for vaccination of young children, and as you said, vaccination rates tend to be above 95%. That's kind of the crucial number that a lot of experts point to as the safety threshold for herd immunity, for having enough people in a community immunized to stay safe from things like measles outbreaks. I mean, how much of a problem is this vaccination gap?
It's a problem. It's a big problem. Because in some places, even though the statewide average, for instance, in seventh grade is 6.9%, some counties have gap rates much higher than that. So I'm looking here in Berkshire County in the 18-19 year, for seventh grade, had 21% of people in the gap, 21.4%,
wow,
which is huge. So it is a problem.
Right. The tyranny of averages there. If we just look at the whole state of Massachusetts, things might look fine. But when you get down to the actual community level, where, of course, viruses could be passed, some communities are in much worse shape.
Yes, absolutely.
So the Community Immunity Act, one possible solution. You also mentioned, just offering vaccinations in schools. Is that something being looked at here in Massachusetts or elsewhere around the United States as a possible way to increase vaccination rates?
I'm not sure it has been. And that's one of the things that I hope this article will kind of introduce into this nation is the idea that we can change the vaccination system itself, the actual way that people get vaccinations. Not just so much the regulatory and the enforcement aspect, but also the method by which people get their childhood vaccines.
And in fact, you argue that that could be more effective than trying to change people's minds about vaccines when it comes to actually achieving the vaccination rates that we need.
Absolutely. I think the nudge theory has been proposed many places, but this is one of those ideas that I think it would really work, that you just have to make it easier for people to get them and harder for people to get out of them, and then more people will get the required vaccination.
Nathaniel Fuchs is a Fulbright Scholar in the Masters of Public Health program at Brown University. He recently wrote about the vaccination gap here in the Commonwealth. He wrote about that for Commonwealth Magazine. Thanks so much, Nathaniel.
Thank you so much for having me.